welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
Jen.
We're talking about the early 2000s teen dramas, because they're the best. We are early on in season 4, One Tree Hill. This is episode 72 of One Tree Hill, so we still got like 100 to go.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense, because like there's 9 seasons.
Yeah.
The last one's short, and then one of the other ones is like...
One of the other ones should be short, too.
Yeah.
From the strike.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is season 4, episode 5, I Love You, But I've Chosen Darkness, which is a band name.
Which I did not realize.
Not a song title.
Yeah.
I had to, like, do some flipping around, because I was like, wait, are you just
also
not
telling...
Also a book
title.
Yes.
Which came out, like, a couple years ago.
But yeah, apparently it's named after a post-punk revival band from Austin. Okay.
Sure.
No, sure, why not? So we had, or at least on my version, we had a recap, but then we had the black spooky title card.
Oh.
With no...
If that happened, I did not notice at all.
Yeah, it was recap and then silent black spooky title card, which we've had a couple of times. Infamous episode 16, and then also during the car accident episodes, I believe it was that at the end.
Wow, so they give you like ominous foreshadowing and you don't even realize.
Yeah, and there was no theme song.
Yes, that I did notice.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they go like full-blown horror film at the end of this.
I know.
It's true. It's like got slasher flick vibes.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get there.
Yeah. But yeah, so like at this point, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where like, yeah, like we would be enough clued in now to be like, wait, something's going to happen in this episode.
Well, and we know already that Derek is a creep.
Yes.
Yes. So we know that something's going to happen with that. Which, we just dive right into that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, starts off really nicely, right? Because Lucas and Karen are at the hospital for Karen's baby checkup. Or, like, the doctors, I don't know, are they just going to the hospital for everything? Do they not have, like, regular doctor's offices? I'm just confused about how America works.
Well, I mean, in my head, it's also, like, small town enough that, like...
Okay, so
there
like
might
regular...
not be like a doctor's office, you know, in like the shopping plaza, like we might have kind of a thing. Whereas it might just be, or maybe her doctor had their rounds or what? Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, either way,
yeah.
That's where they are.
Yeah.
He's with her for her checkup because he wants to be there because Keith would be there if he was around, and you know, it's actually kind of cute, but you know, it's Lucas, so we're a little annoyed about it.
Again, it's supposed to be because he's like. Would Keith come to every checkup? And she was like, yes. And he's like, well, there we go. But the whole time I'm like, oh.
Like, objectively, this is really sweet.
Yeah.
But also I was distracted by his hair because he seems blonder. Did he seem blonder?
Yeah. I mean, this whole season it's been a little blonder, spiky in a different way. A little bit like he has, like, eyeliner and mascara on.
Yes! I was going to say. And also, like, he's wearing makeup. Why has he been wearing eyeliner this whole time? Like, listen,
absolutely.
I am all here for men wearing makeup, okay? I love some guys in eyeliner. I love it.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
That's not the issue.
Random and not mentioned at all. But like, the last episode that I was watching with my sister, she was like, he's wearing eyeliner, right? And I was like, I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's happening here, but he's definitely wearing makeup.
Well, I wonder if... Would this have... At this point, we would have already, like, he and Sophia Bush would have already married and divorced?
I think so, yeah.
So, like, maybe he's sad and needs extra makeup and they accidentally put eyeliner on, too? I don't know. Because I don't know, yeah, like, I don't know the timing of it, but, like, there's...
Maybe.
Definitely,
they're like, your eyes.
They're trying to brighten up his eyes somehow.
Either way, that boy is wearing eyeliner.
Oh, man.
Which, again, I'm all here for guys with eyeliner. I just find it funny that it's happening and, like, no one's mentioned it.
Oh, man.
Anyway. he has to go to school, so yep. he's leaving. And as he's walking out, he passes this room where a girl's there, like, getting there to get checked out. She's all beaten up, bleeding on her leg, wearing Peyton's clothes with yes. the curly blonde hair. And so Lucas is like, Peyton? Yeah. Not Peyton, unfortunately.
No.
I mean, fortunately, it's not Peyton, but unfortunately for this girl, it's the girl that Derek hired to pretend to be Peyton.
Yes.
Who clearly beaten the crap out of her.
Yes.
But anyway, Luke says, like, that's my friend's jacket. So she just kind of chucks it at him. And when he asks her, like, who did this to her, she's like, nope.
I'm just clumsy or whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah. So he's automatically like,
yeah.
This seems scary. And, like, she's, like, in bad shape.
Oh, like, well, because, so... later we learn about a specific injury, which I didn't even notice. But yeah, she is, like, beaten and bloody. Top yeah. to bottom.
Yeah. Like, her face, her legs, her, like, all of it.
Yeah.
So... that's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway. We flip over to... oh my god. Nathan Haley. And Nathan gets a phone call. And he's like, oh, a scholarship. Yay! So we find out that he's gotten the Duke scholarship. Which and I again, realizing they were making personal phone calls to let people know these things, but...
for something...
maybe stuff like this.
Well, and especially, because again, like, there's the super reference. He's like, oh my god, yeah, tell Coach K I'll be there, whatever.
Yeah.
Which, now, I wonder if Coach K is retired. He might be. He's gotta be in his 70s. But, like... especially at the time, and for anyone, again, into college, like American college basketball, mm-hmm. that reference was massive.
Right.
Huge. So, like, it's so fun. Like, it was so funny to me, like, watching it now, being like, because it's, if you're remotely, like, not American and not in 2006, you're just like, what is he talking about? You're like, okay. But yeah, like, it's this huge deal. So, yeah, I do think in that kind of a thing, for that, and especially that team, they probably actually would have directly called and, like, you're not just going right. to get a letter.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, anyway, Haley comes out of the bathroom. He's like, I got the scholarship to Duke. And she's like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what? Well, yeah. And then immediately he's like, how long have you known? And she says, a few weeks. And he's like, I'm sorry, what now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, like, as he does not handle this particularly well. However.
No.
Extremely poor timing.
Yeah.
Like, real bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad. Anyway, he's just kind of like, all right, I'm out. And she's like, excuse me.
Well, because he gets a text from Rachel, or a call from right. Rachel.
Yeah.
Ugh, so then he just leaves. Oh.
Well, and poor Haley, she's like, I wonder how you feel about this. And he's just like, I feel like you should have told me a few weeks ago. And you're like, it's a little fair, but also you're being kind of mean to her. But anyway, he leaves. Haley's sad.
Yeah. And my notes are just Nathan leaving.
Yeah. It's okay. Our boy always pulls through.
Yep. Oh my god, did I? I think, I can't remember, did I send you the TikTok? This woman who's number one, probably younger than us. But her daughter, like her teen daughter, currently in this year is watching One Tree Hill for the first time. So god. She's documenting it on TikTok.
Oh my god, I think you did send it to me and I think I just haven't watched it yet.
Because I watched a whole bunch and I feel like every time I was like, oh, I should send this to Jen. So I couldn't remember if I did or not. But the one she asked, I think there were 10 episodes into season one. And she's just like, who are your favorite characters? And it's like Haley, Brooke, and Lucas. And you're like, mm. Yeah. And then he's like, who's your least favorite? And she's like, Nathan. And then the mom even like makes the face of like,
Just you wait, Charlie.
So yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
Love it.
Oh, Nathan. Anyways, yep. We go to school because sometimes they actually go to school.
Every once in a while it happens.
Barely all at the same time, though.
I know, right?
At least there
I
is a
mean,
point of it in this episode. I think Rachel at one point says, I know we're supposed to be at school, but like.
Yes, she does say
They're
that.
definitely not all there at the same time. On
What's
this day.
hilarious about this episode is, like, I think this is the only point at which we see them in school.
Yeah.
The rest of the time it's just like, do these children attend school? I don't think they do.
Or I guess Brooke and Haley do for a little bit.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But that's it, yeah.
So Lucas gets to school and catches up with Peyton, who's arriving, and he's like, I've got your jacket. And she's like, oh my god, like, where'd you find it? And
yeah.
He's like, does Dirk know where you were shot in the leg? And Peyton's like, yeah. Which, okay, and again, like you said, I didn't notice that this either, that the wound the girl had on her leg is in the same spot that Peyton was shot, which, like, is so, so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells her all about this girl that he saw in the hospital.
Yes.
She's like, okay, that's creepy. And he's like, and also, when Derek hugged you, he smelled your hair. And she's like, that's ridiculous. I'm like, Peyton Sawyer. Is this not all adding up to look really weird?
Well, because
she was dressed like her. She had Peyton's jacket.
Well, because, like, Peyton kind of goes through the thing. So you're saying that there was, like, someone who may or may not have been a prostitute. That was the word that you used. Yeah. You know, in a blonde way that dressed like me, but, like, you know, whatever. And Lucas is like, yes. Facts. And she just, well, and then she says something about, like, you know, like, I know you're kind of jealous of him, but, like, I want a family. I deserve this. Don't ruin this for me. It's so important. And you're like, it's not that I disagree with you, Peyton, but this is not the right way. Right. This is wrong.
And the thing is, like, when it comes to Lucas and, like, listen, I think he meddles too much. I truly do. In this case, I think he's correct to do so. And also, you know what? He was kind of right about Ellie, too. So,
yes.
Maybe when it comes to Lucas and Peyton's random lost family, Lucas has a point or two to make.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is, of course, when we see that Derek has been watching the two of them, like, creepily from a bridge.
In his white tank top.
Yeah, looking like such a creeper. Anyway.
Well, and because, like, in the few episodes that we've seen him, it's been like, he's kind of weird. But then just, like, at the end of... Well, I mean, I guess we... As soon as you see the stalker wall, like, that's pretty creepy, but...
Yes.
Him physically, the way he's acting, it's kind of like, well... But then, yeah, at the end of last episode, it was just like... Yeah. 0 to 60, and then this episode is just straight up creep city, and you're like...
Yeah, it's really...
Okay.
It was really horrible to watch, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway. We cut from that to Rachel in her room lighting candles, and she, like, unbuttons a couple buttons of her shirt. Because she's obviously waiting for Nathan to show up.
Yes.
And she's, like, all, like, on her bed, like, strategically. She's like, hi, we're the only two people that know about what happened at the accident. And you're like, shut up, Rachel.
Yeah.
And she's, like, pats the bed for him to sit next to her. And I'm like, God, you're irritating. But hilariously, Nathan also looks like he's like, what is wrong with you? So kudos to Nathan for just being like, I'm gonna put up with you because of what you said you saw, but I don't like you. Well, yeah, because what did she say? She feels like they're, like, connected or something.
Yes. Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, this connection. No, you don't. It's lies.
Yeah. Well, and then he's just like, Haley's pregnant. And I'm like, why are you telling Rachel of all people?
I mean, we have to give her credit because immediately she flips and she's like, nope, it's cool. Like, I just thought we could help each other. Whatever. Like, you guys are going to be good. Like, I was an idiot. I lied. I didn't see Keith. You guys are, like, you know, you're destined for greatness. No. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like you'll be fine. Because Nathan's, like, worried about, like, what they're going to do about school and, like, all the money he owes to the hospital. And she's like, no, that's going to be fine. Like, your baby's going to be beautiful. Like, it's all good.
Yeah.
Maybe you did see your dead uncle. Well, and then as he's leaving, she wants to know if she would have had a shot if Haley wasn't pregnant, and he's like, not for a second.
No, absolutely not. Yes.
Nathan, point for Nathan.
And again, okay, Rachel, maybe you do redeem yourself. I don't know. I still don't know what happens, but at least in this moment, I was like, okay.
It certainly seems that way through this episode.
Yes.
Like, she starts off really not great, but she comes through in the end.
Yeah.
Oh, then we go to Brooke and Haley. Poor Haley is just, like, sitting on this picnic bench situation looking very morose.
Yeah.
Brooke's like, what happened? So she tells her. And then Brooke's like, you know, really nice about it. She's like, I'm really sorry. But then she's like, you know, so now that Nathan knows, wouldn't be so bad if, like, the whole school knew, right? Haley's like, I guess not. And she stands up on the table and is like, I'm not pregnant. Haley's pregnant. And just, like, announces it to the entire, like, entire school of whoever is outside.
Yeah.
So funny. Haley's like, thanks.
Well, like, it was cute because even in that moment, like, Brooke was actually just, like, being kind of cute and nice about it. And, like,
yeah.
Haley was okay. Like, Haley wasn't mad either. It was just
It's just funny.
I just laughed that she, like, jumped up on the table immediately.
Right? I love how Brooke is just having, like, the fluffiest storyline in this episode. And Peyton's in a slasher film. So Peyton gets home and her door is open. So obviously she goes in.
Of course.
Because, like, why wouldn't she? You don't have a cell phone that you could call one of your friends, like Lucas, and be like, hey, my door's open. Can you come over here before I go inside?
Just walks in. Hello? And then goes up to her bedroom, like, again, without checking on.
Now, it turns out that it's just Lucas, and he's an idiot.
Yes.
Because he scares the crap out of her, no kidding. And, like, why'd you leave her door open, bro?
Yeah.
Anyway, he was, like, he says he was, like, trying to find anything unusual or out of place. And says he didn't find anything, and he's like, maybe I was wrong, like, sorry.
Yeah.
Except then, as he's walking out of her room, walking down the hall, we see that he has taken the letter that Ellie gave to Peyton about her brother. So he's going to try and, like, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do some sleuthing, which, you know, we know that Lucas loves to do.
Mm-hmm.
This time we're on his side.
Yes. Agreed.
Sleuth away.
Metal indeed.
Okay. Oh my god. We get this scene where Rachel's, like, making an online dating profile for Brooke, which is hilarious on so many levels. First of all, the fact that they're doing it on the computer. And it just looks ancient.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, the pictures are, like, so pixelated.
And just the, like, the UX, it's just a whole scene.
Yeah. It's hilarious. But anyway, the whole point of it is that she's making this dating profile for Brooke and lying about her age.
Yes.
Cool. I think she makes her, like, 23,
I think.
Three or something? Yeah. Oh, dear. I don't know why we must always have these storylines, but... Whatever.
I know.
Just one day, somebody give me a teen drama where there's not a teacher-student relationship, please, for the love of God. It happens in every single one of them.
I know, and I just, like, my teachers, some of them were my mom's teacher.
Like, listen, we did have a couple of teachers that were absolutely attractive, and they were young. But not that young. I mean, we probably thought that would have been fine.
Yeah.
But, like, we were, like, 16 or 17.
And in a way, where, like, you wouldn't have actually.
Well, no. And they were, like, 25.
Yeah.
At the youngest. Ooh. Gross.
Yeah. No go. No go.
Anyway. We're not even there yet. But I'm already not here for it. Oh yeah, and then Peyton's in her room.
Yes.
And she gets an IM from Lucas. Apparently. Saying, hey, it's Lucas, but the hey has a double Y.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't even remember what he says. Something about how he loves her smile.
Yeah. Well, then, because she jokingly is like, what else do you love?
Yes. And then he says, your ass.
Yep.
Yeah, which is when she's immediately like, that seems weird.
Yep.
So she calls him. He's like, did you just IM me? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, webcam off.
Yep.
And this is when she gets the email from Derek, right?
No, well, this is when she realizes the double Y.
Yes.
And she, or like, clues into it anyway. So she pulls up that email that Derek had sent. Okay. When he had sent that picture of her from when they were, I don't know, at the basketball game or whatever. And because he was like, blah, blah, you know, when other people see you, something, something.
Yeah.
So she pulls up that old email. But even that just, it's because she was going into her email circa 2006 or whatever. So it just looked like this weird, like, as if she was getting an email, but it's because she was just going into her email. So it looked like it was a lot of technological work to get there.
Yeah, it did. It looked like she was receiving an email.
But yeah, it was just old email.
Anyway, she notices that there's also a double Y in that email.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how you don't notice that sooner. It's very weird.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things that, like, Peyton should have maybe clued into or clocked a little earlier, or just been this ever a bit slightly more hesitant about.
Yeah.
I mean, Team Peyton, it's fine. She just needs to get it together.
Yeah. Like, yes, you should trust people more, but, like, that's, like, in the sense of, like, you know, get to know them and then let them in a little more, not just decide that you're going to have zero suspicions of anybody ever.
Yeah. Cool, just come into my house, stranger. Saying that you're my brother? Totally.
Yeah.
That would, like, be me right now, like, out of nowhere. From, like, I definitely have asked my mom when I was younger, because she was married before she met my dad.
Ah.
I mean, like, it was long over before she even met my dad.
Right.
But I was always like, I don't have, like, another, like, sibling out there, right? And she was like, I think I would know.
Yeah, it's not like if your dad was in another relationship.
Yeah, no, he was a baby. He was still a baby when I was born.
So funny. Oh,
but yes, dear Peyton, maybe be less trustworthy.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Lucas has gone to the police station to talk to one of the detectives there, to basically just be like, listen, don't have a good feeling about this guy, can you just look into him for me?
Yeah.
And gives him the letter to track him down. Well, and the detective recognizes him from the school shooting, because he says something about, like, his friend, he's worried about his friend Peyton, and he's like, oh yeah, like, you carried her out of the school that day, right?
Yeah, he has that, like, because it starts just with the, like, oh, like, we've met before, right? And he was like, oh, the school shooting.
Yeah.
And then when he realized, he was like, oh, you're the one that carried that girl out, and, like, then he's like, oh, the girl was Peyton. So, like, the detective is actually kind of, like, a good guy in the moment and is like, oh,
yeah,
okay, I know who the two of you are, I understand, I can see. He said something about, too, like, I don't know if, like, I believe this, but I can tell that you do based on, like, you know. So he's like, we'll look into it. So you're like, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
They said they'll bring him in.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, Haley makes a weird choice.
We did. I don't think we mentioned, but for a hot second, we see Dan in a little bit earlier than this, and he's having another hallucination where he gets the newspaper. I just want to bring this up because the hallucinations come up again later.
Yeah.
he goes to buy the daily newspaper, and like the actual article is like, "Mayor kills big budget," but like he sees it as "Mayor kills Big Brother."
Yeah.
So he throws the newspaper away.
Yes.
Just
forgot about that.
Yeah, because well, not just it. Like it doesn't. It's 5 seconds. Like it's not even. Doesn't even lead into something else for a while. So.
So yeah, he's just working in his office.
Yeah.
Haley goes to see him.
Yeah.
For some reason. She's like, I want you to talk to Nathan. I'm like, why do you think that's a good idea, though?
Yeah, you're the only one that can talk to Nathan. Is he, though?
Yeah, like, is he? I mean, I know Deb's, unfortunately, like, in the throes of her addiction. But I mean, surely to God, there's someone else.
Karen, Whitey.
I was going to say, like. Yeah, Whitey. Whitey's actually a perfect one.
Yeah.
Or Karen. That's what I was thinking as well. Yeah. But whatever. She tells him she's pregnant because, I mean. Whatever, everyone's gonna find out anyway, I guess. Yeah. But and then like she ends up letting it slip that he got the scholarship to Duke.
Yeah.
Which she didn't realize that Dan didn't know about yet. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he like congratulates her. And he's like, "Don't worry, it's all gonna be okay." And he's like, "Nice."
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually so interested. I've never seen Paul Johansson in any other anything other than this. Is that his name, Paul Johansson?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Okay.
I'm just trying to have that, like, have I actually ever?
Yeah, I don't know if I have. I don't think I have. And I'd be so interested to see him in a role where he is actually, like, nice and genuine, because he does it really well.
Well, because he's in one episode of Bones, but I can't remember.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I feel like he's.
So then I have seen him in something.
But I feel like, you know. Was he I can't remember if he was completely the bad guy, or at least questionable or sketchy.
Bad guy adjacent. Like,
yeah, no, I think he is the bad guy in that one. But, like, I'm trying to, like, look at everything else. Because, again, he's been in, like, you know, an episode of kind of everything.
Okay.
But, I mean, just the fact that he's in an episode of Criminal Minds tells me he must be the killer.
He also does that very well. Like, he does Dan extremely well.
Yeah, and, like.
And the way that he's able to flip. But, like, this moment here and the moments he's had with Karen this season.
Yeah.
Like, you're almost.
Well, because.
Almost by it.
That's the note that I have. Because, like, the whole time he's talking to Haley, he's like, it's going to be okay. Like, don't worry. It's not good for you. Like, it's going to, you know, like, Nathan's going to figure it out. And, like, that was my entire note. I was like, human? Question mark?
Like, he sells it so well.
And because. Like, just, and because there have been those moments, especially yes. with Karen, where he really is, and with a little bit of everybody in the last mm-hmm. little bit, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, okay. But I was like, no, this is about basketball, though. He's going to end up telling Nathan something stupid. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I was just like, and because he was, you know, hesitant because he, like, wanted to put his hand on her shoulder, but he kind of was like, you know, non-verbally, like, ask for permission. Like, he was just, oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Paul Johansson. Like.
Damn.
He's a very good actor.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, had me questioning it. And we know better. We've seen this whole show.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Peyton goes to see Derek at his hotel motel. It's a motel.
Yeah.
Situation, which I don't, like, why, Peyton?
I know, grown-ups. Grown-ups need to be involved.
Because
if this was, you know, a different type of show and she was, like, 27 and, like, went to investigate, it would still be, like, go with a friend, call a police officer, something. But at this point, I'm like, teenager, call a grown-up.
So horrifying. You're at some presumably sketchy motel. Like, where is this even located?
Yes.
Motels are generally not in
no
good areas, or they're like on a highway.
Yeah,
that's like their entire purpose.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, thankfully his stalker wall isn't up.
Well, okay, so then I had questions about that. I was like, why did he take all the pictures down? I mean, other than for, like, plot device reasons.
Yeah, well, I kind of... That too, because like it was, we know that it was all up the night before, because technically this would have been the night before when he was there with the sex worker. And then like later we kind of know why, but like did he plan all of that? I don't know.
I don't know either. I
Did he
also
beat up the sex
plan
worker
all.
and then like take everything down to then he was moving on to the next step of his plan? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I also just like don't really know what his plan was, and also I was
Yeah.
wondering if he was on drugs.
Or just straight up unhinged.
Also that.
Yeah.
So anyway, his laptop's there.
Yep.
And Peyton opens it. She sees herself as the wallpaper. And she's automatically like, "Oh gosh."
Yeah.
And then she like opens a document so she can type test out the Y key, which does in fact type two Ys. So then she's freaking out. And then she sees there's a photo on the floor and she picks it up and sees it's the photo of her and Ellie, which was in the pocket of her leather jacket, which she mentioned earlier. When Lucas gave it back to her, she was like, "Oh man, the photo's gone." Which I don't know why she was carrying it around in the jacket in the first place, but whatever, that's a different story. Of course, this is when Derek arrives.
And Peyton like legit has the like smile and the like
I mean, she's doing what is really the smartest thing she can do in that situation, which is to try and act as though nothing is wrong. To try and not escalate the situation.
Yeah. Oh, the door was open. It's okay.
Yeah. So, and then she tries to just be like, "Oh, you know, like I really loved you being here, but I'm gonna be really busy with school, and you know, maybe you should go back home."
Yeah, like my dad's gonna be home, like it's all, yeah.
Which is a lie. But I also understand why she went with that lie, because I would have done the same thing.
Absolutely.
Well, and then when she mentions her dad being back, he yells at her to say that it's not even her real father. And she's like, "Okay." And he's like losing it now. And then he's like going on about how he's always wanted to know her and
Be inside her.
Peyton just has to stand there and be like, "Hey." It's really gross.
Well, yeah, and it's just because, yeah, it's like the way that he's saying it, and that was the one that I had written down was because, like, yeah, he wants to know her, but it was just the be inside you, and I was like, oh, that's like an extra weird metaphor because, like, usually it's kind of the other way around because of physical science things. And I was just like, oh. No. No, no, no. No, no, no. I matter to you, though, right? More than Lucas? Ooh.
Peyton's just like, "Bye."
Yeah.
First of all, after that, there is zero chance in hell that I would have gone anywhere alone
Oh, I
for the
have things to
rest
say about
of,
that later.
like, I immediately would have left that place,
Yep.
called Lucas, and been like, "Holy shit." Anyway, to be fair, I mean, she does go back home, right? Oh no, wait, not yet. This doesn't happen yet. I'm
No,
getting ahead of
yeah.
myself. First, Nathan goes to see Deb. First, we get a much more chill moment.
Yes.
And he tells her about the scholarship to Duke, and she's excited, she's happy. There's going to be a press conference so he can announce it. Which I was like, is this a thing that people do? This is so much, it's so dramatic.
I mean,
I feel like it probably is, but
like LeBron James did it when because he went straight from high school into the NBA, and like I'm sure at a level where like we would never hear about it, but in that kind of small college town to going to like a university like Duke, but like Duke would put on the press conference and they would be like, "Oh my God, we got this prospect." It wouldn't be Nathan in freaking City Hall at Wonder Hill, you know, like, yeah.
I thought it was weird. Anyway, well, at this point, I didn't think it was weird because he just said there's going to be a press conference. And I was like, all right, that seems like a lot, but sure, I don't really know anything about American sports
Well,
and colleges.
I think
So.
just because we've also, like, you know, first season and stuff, especially with Nathan and Dan, it was like basketball, 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 basketball. And then we had a lot of Nathan with being like, I need a basketball scholarship to get out of here. But then this all of a sudden, because so much other stuff has been going on.
Yes.
For the last, like, you know, like season three and this, like, we've kind of forgot about that whole, like, oh, they're seniors, basketball, college, like,
mm-hmm.
all the plot lines have just been about other stuff. And then now it's like, we just jump in straight to like, full scholarship, dude, press conference, whatever. But like, it was like, we just needed like a few more basketball games or like more talking about applications to school or, you know, something.
Yeah.
So we just kind of have forgotten about it. And then now it's like back here. So yeah, it did seem like a lot, but whatever.
Yep. Anyway, the whole point of this is that he wants to invite her to the press conference and he yep. wants her to be there, but he wants her to be sober.
Yeah.
She says she'll be there.
Yep.
Then Peyton gets home. She's right. She's pulling up to her house.
Yes.
Yes. Lucas is already there.
Yes.
Thank God. And I can't even remember what he's saying to her because I was just distracted by the fact that she like ran up to him and gives him a giant hug. And she's like, you were right. Like, everything's creepy.
Yeah, that's all I had written down. I think yeah. he was just like, I, you know, the detective's going to look into it. Like, it wasn't.
Right.
It was more just about her being like, oh my God, you're right.
Yes. And then he says, you can stay with me. Like, we'll get your stuff and go. And then yeah. Derek drives by.
Yes.
Looking real sweaty.
Yep.
This is when I was like, is he on drugs?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. They just kept oiling him up for some reason.
Yeah, he was like really sweaty.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that season. Like, everyone else is just well, a normal at, temperature.
At the very least, he was the one in the least amount of clothing with his little tiny tank top. Right. So he should have been fine. Nice and cool.
Thank God. Anyway. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that happens. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Nathan goes to the river court, which is yeah. where Dan finds him. He's like, congratulations, like, give me a hug, blah, 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 trying to be all, you know, nice, Dan.
Mm.
For, like, a split second.
Yeah.
Until he starts talking about Duke, and Nathan's like, I knew this was about basketball.
Yep.
So he's basically there to tell Nathan that he has to follow his dreams and not let Haley hold him back. And if Haley decides to go to Stanford, then she can go there alone.
Sure, Dan. Okay, cool.
And Nathan's like, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And Dan's like, it doesn't matter. And you're like, oh, God.
This is supposed to be the best day of your life.
Yeah. Well, and then he tries to be, like, all trying to make it seem like Nathan might understand him more now. Right? Like, he's like, now you get it. Like, I wasn't a monster back then. I was just yeah. a kid facing a dream, and I finally earned it. As though, because, I mean, they are, to be fair, in the same position.
Yes.
Roughly, except that Nathan's, like, legitimately married to Haley, like, twice yeah. over. But, yeah. Nathan's just like, no.
Yeah.
Get off my back.
Yeah. Dan, I just...
Yeah. Yeah. Although you can tell Nathan is thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has thoughts and questions.
Uh-huh. Yep. Meanwhile. Rachel. Go get drinks at a bar. I'm assuming Rachel just scored them fake IDs and that's how all this happened.
Well, yeah, because this has happened a few times now.
Yeah. Which, it's the bar where she met Cooper, and she starts telling Brooke that she met him online, where she lied about her age, aka the same thing she just did to Brooke.
Yeah.
And Brooke's like, oh, I couldn't do that. And Rachel's like, hey, you already did.
Yeah.
And Brooke's like, what? And it turns out that not only has Rachel done this to her, but this is actually a date.
Yep.
And on top of all that, she has put Brooke up on this dating website as Peyton.
Yes.
Like,
she's a 23-year-old fashion designer named Peyton.
Yeah. Brooke's like, cool, thanks. So this guy shows up Rachel leaves. Good lord.
I know, I just...
I can't. Anyway. Anywho. Oh, we got another Haley and Nathan scene. Aww. So she gets home, and Nathan's, like, all in his suit and tie, ready for the press conference.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm announcing that I'm going to Duke. And she's like, oh, I thought we were going to, like, talk about that and decide that together.
Nope. Nope, nope.
So, anyway. She just wants him to, like, talk to her.
Yeah.
Like, be a little bit happy about it.
Yeah.
But he's just terrified, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then he asks if she wants to come to the press conference, and she's like, I can't do that right now. Like, I can't. Which is fair, to be honest.
Yes.
And she's like, my dad said you'd say that. And I was like, ugh, Dan.
It's so tough to, like... And again, it's like, that shout out to, like, Paul Johansson and Nathan? Why am I spacing?
I don't know. I'm spacing, too, though. Oh my god. James Lafferty.
Thank you. Like, they do, like, they're, some of their best acting is kind of that stuff that's, together or in this sense, playing off of each other. Because that moment of, like, Nathan being like, I knew you'd say that. You were just like, what? No, Nathan. And, like, but you can still see that internal battle in him.
Oh, for sure. Well, even when he says, because as he's leaving, he's like, I won't feel guilty about this. Like, I'm not going to feel guilty about this.
Yeah.
And you can tell. He already feels guilty about this.
Yeah. You can say it all you want, but we can read your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kudos to James Lafferty.
Yeah.
Especially because he's still such a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he's at least in his 20s now, but... 21 maybe?
Yeah. Tops.
Yeah. Oh, Peyton and Lucas. Annoyed that we're gonna have to deal with so much of them in the future. So she's like, she tells him to turn around because she's changing into her cheer uniform, because you wouldn't do that in another room or anything.
Well, that's just it, right? So, like, they got her stuff and they go to his house to keep her safe. I'm just putting this out here because we're going to need to remember this later.
Yep.
Come stay with me so that you are safe.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay with me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're safe.
Yep.
And then, that was also my question, she can't walk across the hallway and go change in the bathroom?
Right. Like, this wouldn't be hard. Well, and then they have to be, like, weird about it, right? Like,
yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. So does he say something about, like, oh, is this your way of thanking me, when he sees her in her cheerleader uniform? And I'm like, ugh. And then she's like, no, we have to be at Nathan's press conference, because, sure, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. Or, like, you know, like, the cheerleaders are supporting Nathan or something. Yeah. And, like, it was like, okay, yeah, okay. But still, I was also like...
I get it, but, like, do they need to be in uniform?
Yeah.
Maybe they do. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Deb is getting ready for this press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, doing her hair.
Yeah.
She pulls out her bottle of pills and, like, contemplates it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure which direction this was going to go.
Me neither.
We don't find out yet.
No.
Oh, and then Haley goes to see Karen. She, like, gives her a big hug and says, what'd she say? Welcome to my history, Haley James Scott. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. I love Karen.
Yeah, I know. Such a thing. Such a thing. But then we go right back to the press conference.
Yeah. because this is when Lucas gets a call from the police station.
Yes.
Saying that they picked up Derek, but they want him to come down to the station to give a statement.
Yeah.
And Peyton's like, should I come with you? And Lucas is like, no, I don't think so. And, like, I understand his reasoning to a certain degree, because he's thinking Derek's there and it's probably not a good idea for Peyton to be where he is. So, like, sure.
Yeah.
And,
like, being in City Hall with everybody is actually probably pretty safe.
Right.
But then...
yeah.
That's when Peyton's like, cool, just come by my house later.
Yeah.
No, but I thought... You got your stuff from your house to take it to Lucas's to be safe, and clearly already knew about the press conference because you brought your cheerleading outfit while you're in, like, he drove you there. So then really all you did was go change in Lucas's bedroom.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, first of all, why wouldn't you at least go back to Lucas's to get your stuff? Right?
Like, yeah, it was so weird that I was just like, or it should have been like, I'll wait here, or at the very, very least, I will see you back at your house, Lucas.
Right. And I mean, again, I understand why they did this from a plot device standpoint.
Yes.
And I mean, I guess, you know, there is a certain degree to which it's like, okay, she thinks, they both think that he's
in custody.
In custody now, so she should be fine to go back to her place.
But I still feel like I would want to go back to my friend's house.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Yeah.
Anyways.
So then... Oh, then it's just Nathan's, like, ready for the press conference, and he talks to Rachel a bit.
Yeah. No mom, no wife.
Oh, yeah.
But Rachel apologizes and again says, like, you guys are going to be really good parents. Like, don't worry about any of this.
Ugh, and then Dan.
Dan also has the worst hair right now.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
It's so long and it's so, like, Backstreet Boys floppy middle part. Ugh, it's a whole situation.
I don't know what they're doing with this man's hair, but it's not great.
No.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I feel like his hair is kind of weird a lot of the time.
But this is just, like... They should have cut it, but they went too long, and then for some reason they had to, like, leave it for content or something, you know? Like,
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Maybe that's where Lucas inherited his strange hair problems from.
Very true. Oh, man.
Like Jared Padalecki hair syndrome, anyway.
But he gives his whole, like, not only am I the mayor, I'm the father in City Hall, blah, blah, blah. And that's when we see that Haley and Karen are watching on TV.
Yeah. So then Dan passes the podium off to Nathan.
Yes.
It's like, this is the greatest day of your life, again.
Yes, repeating that.
Yeah. And then, okay, this is where I was confused, because then I actually... went back to rewatch this because he was like, I called this press conference, and I was like, you called this press conference?
Yeah, I think it's kind of mentioned earlier, but or like just this weird and like, but at the same time, like, when did he do that? Whatever.
He's in high school. What high schooler is calling a press conference? Like, at the very least, like, maybe Whitey would have called the press conference.
Also agreed. Again, it should have been, number one, it should have been Duke. Number two, if anything, aside from that, it would have been Whitey.
Like, how does he even know who to call?
Well, and, like, is it just, well, because wouldn't he have, it's in City Hall, so wouldn't he have had to, like, call Dan anyways? But, like, clearly based on the...
I had so many questions about this, but whatever. He starts talking about how it's always been his dream. Play at Duke, so that's where he's planning to go. And then he starts again saying the thing about, like, his dad said this is the greatest day of his life, and he's like, but it's not because of basketball, it's because I found out that my wife is pregnant, and that where he plays basketball, if he plays basketball, that is a decision they are going to make together. And I was like, yes, Nathan. He always comes through. He has his moments, which, like, you know, he's a teenage boy, so
yep, fair.
Really, what can we expect of him, truly?
Yeah. Well, that's when he says, like, this is actually the greatest day of my life because, you know, and like, it's just like, yeah, like he just brings it around and you're like, yes, Nathan, like.
Yeah, he's the best. And Dan is pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. So then. So that's all wonderful and lovely. Haley sees it happening. It's all very cute.
Yeah.
Dan gets back to his office.
Yeah, there's like a hot second moment of like Dan alone in the press conference room being sad Dan.
Yes.
But then he goes back to his office.
His office, where somebody has painted Genesis 4:10 on his office wall.
Yeah, with his like the bloody red paint styles that he's been hallucinating for many episodes now.
Except that he didn't hallucinate the first one. That
in
was
his,
real.
Yeah, in his house.
Yes.
He had to paint over that.
But he's like, it's all in your head. It's all in your head. I'm like, you're not even going to check, bro. I don't think this one's in your head. But anyway.
Yeah.
Then we flip back to Brooke and this guy, Nick.
Yeah.
They're just walking around Tree Hill. This is like what's so funny to me is you have this whole thing going on with Peyton. You've got this whole drama with like Haley and Nathan. And then Brooke's just like, da 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 da. This is Tree Hill High where I used to be a cheerleader. Yeah. It's just so gross the whole entire time because I was like, he's old, and you're a child.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's some sort of, you know, like, do you still have your uniform? And she's like, oh, yeah, I think so. And, like, then she, like, drags him into the school. And you're like, this probably isn't a good idea.
Yeah. I also hilariously missed that part where she drags him into the school, and I was just confused when they were in the school making out.
You know, she said, like, because he says something, or, like, he asks if she still has the uniform. She says, I might. Yeah, obviously. And then she asks, like, what were you like in high school? And he was like, oh, I don't know, like, horny and really into cheerleaders.
Gross.
And they're all like, oh, haha. And she's like, come on, I'll show, you know. I don't think she says this, but she says something about, like, oh, and he's like, are you sure? And, like, she drags him into the school. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I think I sort of tuned all of this out because I was too grossed out by all of the cheerleader stuff.
And, like, knowing where we're headed. Yeah.
Also that. I knew exactly what was happening here. Well, and also just the fact that you know right up front that this man is older than her by a substantial amount. Yep. Enough that is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So then, oh yes, Whitey comes by to see Dan in his office and is going on about, like, oh, Nathan's great. But then, like, the whole point of it is not even what he says to Dan about Nathan.
Well, but just, I do want to say, like, that kind of stuff because, like, Dan says something about, like, you know, he's making a huge mistake. He's being such a child. Yeah. And Whitey's like, no, like, he's making sure history's not repeating himself and he is being a man.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, that's correct. But then...
Yeah, then he's like, Genesis 4:10. Like, I didn't know you were a religious person.
Now...
And you can see Dan's like, what?
Yes, Dan's freaking out because he's realizing that it's not a hallucination. It's really on the wall. However, Whitey doesn't question that, number one, there is a bloody-looking, drippy, giant, wall-sized, like... So 2 feet tall thing that says Genesis 4:10.
Yeah, in my notes I literally have, is that really his only comment on this drippy horror flick paint? Like,
was that he specifically knew that Bible verse? He was not worried about, like, like, it wasn't some, like, cross-stitched, like, little thing that was up there and it had, like, a...
like, it's a bloody looking, yeah, like, truly. I believe that he just, that's all he had to say about it. I didn't know you were a religious person.
I know.
And, like, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know specifically what Genesis 4:10 is referencing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because, like, Dan didn't. Whitey seemed to know. Or, like, I don't know. Dan definitely didn't know because, like, he looks it up later. But Whitey, I don't know. It was just, I was far too distracted by it.
I didn't know, but as soon as we got to the part where he looked it up, I was like, oh, obviously, duh.
Yeah.
Not the specific line, but the story.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was hilarious.
Because he just, his hands are in his pocket, and he just, like, walks out. La la la, okay, see you later, Danny.
Can't imagine walking into somebody's office, seeing that, and not being like, what's happening here? Like, are you okay?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Good times, good times.
Meanwhile, Lucas gets to the station, and they have this guy in custody. Yep. Is a black man.
Yes.
And Lucas is like, that's not him.
Yep.
I'm like, no, this is him. Like,
yeah.
This is the contact information you gave us.
From this city, you know, whatever, Florida, something, St. Florida.
Yeah.
South Carolina, somewhere, wherever it was. That is
and
him.
Lucas is like, no, that is not him. And then, of course, that's when he's like, oh shit.
Yep.
Pain. Because obviously they don't have this guy in custody.
Yeah.
They have her actual brother. This yep. poor guy has just been hauled in by the cops for no reason that he's aware of.
Yes.
From Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway. Was of he course, calls like, her
yeah.
immediately to be like, they have the wrong guy.
Yep.
Which is, of course, when she turns around. And sees Derek, like, by her car.
Yeah.
Fake Derek.
Yeah. And again, she tries to do the, like,
yep.
don't worry, my dad's home. Oh, and Derek's here. Okay, you know, that, like, telling him without telling him, but then also trying to, like, tell fake Derek, like, no, my dad's here. And you're just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But while Lucas is on the phone, running out of the police station, real Derek follows after and is like, yo. Yeah. I need to talk to you.
They immediately let him go. They're like, okay, yep. put that guy loose. We don't need him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'd be like, excuse me, why the hell did you have me
yeah.
arrested? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Lucas takes off. Derek takes off after him.
Yeah.
Fake Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Knows that Peyton's dad is not home.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't remember being quite this, like, viscerally horrified watching this.
Yeah,
the first
this
time
was,
around.
Yeah, I just remember like, oh, I remember the tank top and like some glass breaking, whatever. But like, this was like,
it was a lot.
Yeah,
I like felt it in my chest.
Yeah,
I think because like, I don't know, this kind of situation is just so horrifying to me.
Yeah,
because she tries to like rush into her house.
Yeah, drops her bag.
Yeah,
you know, the door's locked. She sprays him with, I don't know if it was necessary, I don't think it was actually pepper spray. I feel like it was just like she had hit like hairspray in her purse or something.
Oh, that makes sense.
I didn't know. I couldn't really tell.
I assumed it was pepper spray, but that makes more sense.
Well, and that's what I thought at first too, but like he was way too okay after.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
I was like, oh, maybe, and you know, because like she was getting ready for like the cheerleading thing, like having a little mini
hairspray.
Yeah, like,
and her hair is always like floofy and curly, so I'm sure yeah. she carries hairspray around.
But so she manages to like get in, lock the door, which of course is when he like, she realizes like the phone's dead and he's like, you dropped your cell phone, haha, and like smashes the door and like breaks in
and he's cut the landline.
Yeah,
I thought he was gonna yeah. do a full like,
here's Johnny.
Yes. I was like, oh my god,
like, because
speaking of the Shining, this situation.
Yeah, I couldn't remember either because again I could just envision the glass and stuff smashing, which is
yeah,
but it was more the later part. But yeah, so he just, like, breaks, like, the side window and then, like, reaches in and unlocks the door. But, for reference, he does take off his tiny white tank top to cover his hand to yeah. smash the glass. So he now has no top on.
Yeah.
And is oily and sweaty. Which also then lets everyone see his back tattoo as this progresses.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we went from, like, 0 to 60 in, like...
Yeah.
Like,
in literally 60.
We're in a yeah. full slasher mode now.
Yeah.
Well,
because, like, she's running up and, like, yeah. he's trying to, you know, like, grabbing at her and she's, like, going up the stairs and then she, like, opens her bedroom door and this is then when we realize what he's done with all of the stalker photos.
He's put them in her bedroom.
Her entire bedroom, every single inch and surface yeah. is covered. So while they were at that press conference, dude was busy.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, she goes to Lucas's pretty early.
Yeah. But I still feel like it would have taken him some time. That was a lot of
Yeah.
pictures.
Yeah,
That
it
was
was
a
a
lot
lot
of
of pictures.
pictures.
Like, yeah. Definitely would have taken some time. So then, yeah, like, he's banging on the door. On her bedroom door.
Yes.
Because she's locked him out of her bedroom now. And then she starts getting all these IMs from the Watch Me, Watch You, and also the fake Lucas.
Yeah.
Just saying, open the door, Peyton, like, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's when he smashes through. And then she gets to see the tattoo on his back. And then he pulls out a fucking taser
Yeah.
from, I don't know, I guess his pocket.
Sure. His back. No, I'll give. Sure. His back pocket. I'll give it to him.
Lucas shows up, tackles him. He tases Lucas, which I was like, I feel like that's real bad for this boy's heart.
I also had that question, and then I forgot about it because everything
So
else just like gets
does
so much crazier.
Abby. Like, does this come up in the
Yeah.
next episode?
I don't
That can't be
know.
good for him.
Because, like,
He has a weak heart. Like,
semi-spoiler, like later on, at the very least, Lucas is fine. So I don't know. But yeah, I
anyway.
had that moment too because he like multiple tases him. He like,
Oh yeah, no, it's
ooh.
bad.
Yeah.
Really, he's down for the count. She smashes him over the head with a lamp, but then he chases her back down, like chases her down the hall, like she tries to get away. He grabs her. Oh God, he's so creepy. He's so creepy. He has her
Yeah.
like all pushed up against the wall and like all in her face, and he like kind of licks her at one point.
Ugh.
And his hand is all like over her face, so she bites his thumb because it's like in her mouth,
Yeah.
which is when he headbutts her, like she goes flying
Yeah.
onto the bed. This is when real Derek shows up, pulls him off. You can tell real Derek knows how to fight
Yes.
because he like protects his crotch from being. He knows what he's doing.
I guess we learn later, like in another episode, why he's skilled.
Yes. Other things happen. Fake Derek gets the taser again, and then Lucas is awake again, and he and real Derek tackle him, and he falls out of Peyton's bedroom window. Like smashed glass
Yeah, they
falling
shove him through
ground.
her window when he lands on the front yard.
Peyton this whole time just looks like horrified, like clearly, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the three of them are like standing at the window looking out, and she's like, "Who's this guy? Like, who are you?" And he's like, "I guess I'm your brother." And Peyton's like, "Jesus Christ."
Yeah.
Oh boy. Peyton's like, "I don't need any more brothers, thanks."
And then this is when Dan reads the
Yes.
Bible, like he searches it up, and obviously it's about Cain and Abel,
Yes, of course.
brother killing brother. And then we see Brooke and Nick post-coitus, or what I assume to be post-coitus. They clearly had sex in school, or something. But I feel like it was full-on sex, right? I think.
I also think so.
Yeah.
That was my presumption, was that they had sex in the classroom.
And yeah, we kind of get like a few little quick jumps. So like that happens. Nathan goes to check on Deb and like puts a blanket over
She
her
did
because she's
not
like
go for,
passed.
yeah,
Yeah, she's passed
didn't
out on the
faint.
couch. Then we cut back to Brooke and Nick, and he's like, "Hey, like, can I get your number or whatever?" And she's just like, "No, but you can email me." You're like, "Oh,
Gross.
so awkward." But then Nathan goes back to the apartment. And sees Haley.
Yeah, and then they're cute again because he's all like talking about how about the accident and how it felt like a miracle that he survived and he felt like he never felt like he was worthy of that. And now he's like, "No, I realized the miracle was for us." And I was like,
For
"Oh."
three of us. Yes.
Was like, "You, Nathan."
Yeah. I know.
I love how Nathan can say the cheesiest things, and I'm just like,
Yeah.
"Oh, Best wife.
And Lucas says like the most profound, genuine, like truly heartfelt, really good thing,
Yeah.
and we're like, ugh,
I'm like, ugh,
that
Lucas.
mofo.
Okay, so then we get this lovely reveal. So Nick is leaving the school after Brooke. He's like out in the hall. The principal is there for some reason. I guess it's fun to hang out in the school when it's dark in there. There's no
I
lights
guess.
on.
Sure.
It's nighttime. Sure, whatevs. You do you, I guess. I think he's off the clock probably though, so. I was just like, why is he there? I mean, obviously, again, he's there for plot device reasons, but like, logically, why is he there?
Because of course that's what he is, because you just see him going, "What are you doing here?" And you're like, "Oh man, like this guy's Nick's gonna get caught for randomly being in the school." Nope.
Just want to make sure I'm prepared for my first day.
And you're like, "Wait, what?" And then principal's like, "Don't worry, Nick. You're such a great teacher. Don't worry. Everyone's gonna like love you." And you're like, Awkward, awkward, awkward.
Every single one. Every single one. There's a relationship with the teacher. And I
Wait,
need to stop.
what was the teacher in the OC? Or was it just
It was
Julie?
Taylor. No, it was Taylor and.
Oh, right, Taylor.
Yeah. Because
Right.
otherwise, it is just. I mean, just.
Yeah.
Julie and. What's his face?
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Is
I
his name Luke?
don't know.
Luke. I think maybe that's why I couldn't remember because our current Luke is very different. Yeah,
Yeah,
because
you're
I think
right.
that, but no, then
Sorry.
there's the whole thing with Taylor and her teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, we get a whole thing in Dawson's Creek, and we're gonna get a whole thing in Gossip Girl, and I'm just like, there's a whole thing in Pretty Little Liars, and I'm like, can it please stop? Now, to be fair, with the exception of Pretty Little Liars, all of it is treated as fairly like this should not be happening. Whereas in Pretty Little Liars, they just end up together and it's gross.
Oh
Oh, yes.
no.
Like, at no point is the Pretty Little Liars story trying to tell you that this relationship is a bad idea. Girl's parents are. Anyway,
Yeah, we have one
it
last
gets.
scene
Yes.
at Peyton's house. Police have rolled up at this point.
Guns drawn.
Peyton, real Derek, Lucas come out, and they're all like, "It's okay, like I live here, whatever." He's right there. Fake Derek is gone.
Derek is gone. Which is when I was like, I would hire a bodyguard.
Yeah.
I would call my father just as like a thought, you
I
know.
mean.
Now I don't know what happens in the next episode. Like, this is where we end things.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happens. Like, I don't know if she continues to live there on her own, if she actually does continue to stay with Lucas. I hope she continues to stay with Lucas because what the hell is happening?
Yeah, I can't remember at all.
But I can tell you right now, if I were Peyton, I would never be able to be in that bedroom ever again in my life. It certainly would no longer be my bedroom. I'd be like, nope.
No, because in theory,
Eventually,
that
Dad would
giant
never be like,
house.
I'm taking yours.
It looks like it's like, a big, kind of southern plantation style, which I'm sure there's probably a better word for it now, but that's what it used to be called anyway, with like the big columns and whatever. There's got to be other bedrooms in that house. It is
Well,
not
at the
always
very
the
least, I would
Cohen
assume that
conundrum.
Bob has a bedroom and
Yeah.
I would steal it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is mine now. You're never here anyway. And I will not set foot in that room ever again. Anyway, like I said, I don't know how this plays out, so we will see.
Neither. Oh man.
Yeah.
What did you have as the most high school moment?
I mean, at first I was like, nothing high school happened here, but I think it actually might be Brooke announcing to the whole school that she's not the one who was pregnant, and it was
That's pretty good, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of had the whole like new teacher awkward situation. Because even like if it wasn't, even if he hadn't just had sex with Brooke, just that whole, like, that always ends up being, like, a dynamic.
Gross.
But we have, yeah, you know. Who did you have as most annoying?
This one was hard. Like, I mean...
Yeah, same.
Just,
no one was
I don't
really
know.
Annoying.
No, because Derek's just creepy.
Yeah, separate. That's not annoying at all. Creepy.
No. Rachel redeems herself immediately.
Yep.
And like, nobody else is really...
Yeah, like...
Annoying.
Nathan is, you know, does bad things, redeems himself. Dan kind of did, but then, like... gets his at the end there, so, like...
Right.
You know, sucks to be him. So, yeah, I didn't really have anyone as annoying, because it was just...
I mean, like, yeah, Deb was just, you know, kind of sad, really.
She tried. Like, you saw her, like, trying to get ready, so, like, she was trying.
Agreed. So, no...
So we had two new people.
Yes.
Real Derek, who is Ernest Waddell. He was on The Wire. What? Mm-hmm. And like a recurring character on SVU for like a decade. Who like I cannot I like went through and like clicked on a bunch of the episodes and I cannot remember who he is, but like I know clearly I've had to have seen him, like but I think it's also because at this point, especially, like, now, or even just over the last 20 years since this came out, like, because at this point, when this would have been filmed, he was very much a grown-up.
Right.
So, like, now he's, like, way adult, so, like, he looks like an adult.
Right.
So I think, yeah, just kind of didn't quite recognize him.
Yeah.
And then Ray Valentine, who is Nick, the new teacher, who's in, like, one episode of everything.
Yeah.
But not anything that was, like, really remembered him from.
Mm-hmm. Same. Although he was, like, vaguely familiar, so I'm sure it's just because I've seen him in...
I have that same thought, too, and it's because I thought he was a different actor who I didn't look up.
Oh, okay.
So this whole time, because, like, I knew that this was coming, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's that guy. It was not that guy. But I also can't remember who that guy is, so...
Right.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
What did you have as the song of the episode?
I mean, I guess it's the last song.
Yeah.
The Yellow Card song.
Yeah.
City of Devils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's a Cure song.
Yeah.
So, like, that's cool, but, like, yeah. Obviously, Yellow Card.
Yeah.
Obviously. And quote of the episode.
I had the Peyton, "You're always saving me." I know.
Dear Lucas and Peyton, I know when she said that, I was just like, oh, barf.
Yeah. And yet, it does kind of sum up their relationship a little.
Yeah. I had Karen, "Welcome to My History," Haley James Scott.
Too.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
This is also the only episode up until this point that has had zero narration at the start or the end. Which, like, was kind of surprising, because, again, on the other spooky black title card episodes, we had narration, including episode 16.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or at the very least, maybe it was at the beginning or something.
I think you're right.
But also just on, like, all the trivia that I looked up, it was so adamant about, like, there was no narration in this episode. And yeah, so, like, I literally have no idea where we go from here.
Me neither. Because, like, we've obviously wrapped up a bunch of our storyline.
Yep.
I mean, sort of. But, like, this is clearly now that Nathan's going to be able to make peace with the accident and all of that. Like,
yep. Accident is over.
Same
with, like, the
Haley's
Rachel.
Now that's out.
Yeah, yes. The Rachel stuff. That's over.
Yeah, that's over. The Derek thing is over for now.
Yeah.
Because they don't know where he is, so clearly that's going to come back. But for now, that whole storyline arc is done.
Yeah.
Brooke is clearly kicking one off with this dude.
Yep.
And it seems like Deb is going to finally... Maybe she's hit her rock bottom to get herself some help now.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing, like, still going is Dan, and clearly somebody knows what he did.
What he did.
But I don't know when that...
I also don't know when that comes about. Like, I really don't.
Man. Wild times.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll be back next week and we'll all find out what the heck happened.
Yeah.
I feel like all of a sudden it's just going to be like fun and games and like basketball again or something.
Probably. I mean, yeah. I do feel like that might be the case.
Oh, man. But either way, we'll see you then.
Bye.